Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Eric Pickle. Later in the program, Mike Loxley, head football coach at the University of Maryland, will join us. He'll jump on at 9:45. But right now on a Game Show Wednesday, we're going to play Fact or Fiction. Throw out a statement or two. You guess if it's fact or fiction. If you're right, you win a great prize. And we have tickets to see the Caps coming up Saturday, November 23rd at Capital One Arena as they take on the New Jersey Devils, owned by Josh Harris.
Mm-hmm, correct.
And we have tickets to go see the Wizards the night before. That's Friday, November 22nd, as they take on the Boston Celtics. That is an NBA Cup game, Cakes.
Very exciting.
So you'll see the fancy court.
Yes.
And added stakes.
Excellent.
Because maybe the Wizards can't win the NBA Finals, but could they string together some wins and win the NBA Cup?
The quick answer is probably not. I'm going to guess no NBA Cup in the Wizards' short-term future. Maybe a few years down the road, yes. This year, probably not.
I do have one Wizards-related fact or fiction.
I have a Capitals-related fact or fiction.
All right. But I have several fact or fictions.
Very good.
Who was our first contestant?
All right. Let's go to Jeremy in Herndon. Hey, Jeremy.
Good morning, Junkies.
No, hey, Cakes, we're giving away the Caps tickets first.
Yes.
That's on the line first because it's on top.
All right.
Listeners can't choose. This is for Caps tickets. Why don't you lead off?
All right. Fact or fiction. Alex Ovechkin has more career goals scored than the Seattle Kraken franchise that came into the NHL in the year 2021. Is that fact or is that fiction?
I'm going to go with fact.
That is a fact. Ovi has scored 863 goals. The Kraken as a franchise in three plus seasons has tallied 768 goals. So he wins. He gets a pair of tickets to see the Washington Capitals Saturday, November 23rd at Capital One Arena. They take on the New Jersey Devils for the complete Capitals schedule. And for ticket information, go to thefandc.com/events.
I figured if Cakes was looking up Ovi, Nuggets had to be fact.
Yeah, and it's always going to be pro-Ovi. I'm very pro-Ovi over on this side of the room, as we all know.
You should be.
Yes.
I thought it was interesting that now when we had carbs on, he's now saying that last year that he was doing all the right things. He would just, you know, I remember talking about puck luck and all that sort of thing, but I don't remember him sort of raving about him playing amazing. Mm-hmm. Now he's saying, yeah, he was playing great. It just wasn't, you know.
Maybe he needed Strom or setting him up. That's a key element of it, too.
Team's playing well.
You don't know Ovi's current goal pace that he's on right now.
I thought you said 53
or
58.
58. All right, let's punch up the next contestant. We have Wizards tickets to give away.
All right, let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Mike. It's our guy, Mike the Banker. Hey, Mike.
Bullet Fever. Hey, guys.
How are you,
What's
pal?
Up? What's up?
I'm doing great. I'm
very
doing
good.
Great.
Good for you.
You coming tonight to the big match?
I wish I could.
What match are we talking about?
His daughter's playing a big match tonight. Volleyball. Gotcha.
Mm. How tall is your daughter?
6'1".
6'1". Yeah, remember, he's got Mike's big kid. Very tall.
And Mike's a big dude. His wife played basketball, I think, in college, too.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen Mike in years, but I remember him being very tall.
Yeah. Yeah, he's big. Yeah. Tall, he's tall and skinny now.
Good
tall
for him.
Skinny.
Yeah, he's on that Ozempic.
Nice.
You're taking the Ozempic.
Is you betcha.
Yeah.
Oh, is he? Wow.
Wish I came up with the idea for Ozempic.
What do you eat, one meal a day?
What? No. Well, I do an apple for breakfast, and then...
Yuck.
And then it's like a light dinner. That's it.
Yeah, but in booze.
Yeah.
And
that never goes away.
EB, actually, I think you should consider it EB, because what it does is it also limits your bowel movements, and we know how much you like to do that at the office.
Well, I don't want to limit my bowel movements.
He wants to get it all out.
Probably wants to increase them.
EB, you look like he thought you were calling him chubby.
Yeah, that's what I was. No. I had somebody yesterday tell me I was looking skinny.
Very good.
How about that? I said, I don't think that's true, but thank you. Thank you. All right, what do we got for Mike?
All right, fact or fiction. Kyle Kuzma has recently been linked to Angel Reese.
Fact.
Fiction, just made it up. Sorry, bro.
Are you sure?
Good right.
Maybe
up on the spot.
Maybe he hasn't. You didn't even know.
It's possible.
I mean, I guess it's possible, but going to go with fiction on that.
What Kyle Kuzma said, though, was interesting a couple weeks ago. Did you see what he said? In an interview with Vogue?
No chance.
No.
You think I read Vogue?
Yeah, but it went viral.
I did not see
it. Kyle Kuzma's known for the wacky outfits.
Yeah.
Ever since the NBA started filming these guys.
Yeah, got one right here.
In the tunnel.
Yep.
This is EB's favorite, Kyle Kuzma fit. Pre-game
so
fit.
So weird.
He loves it. He loves the super long sleeves.
I don't understand fashion.
So the guys
either.
Are wearing
I really don't get it.
Special outfits for the walk to the locker room before games. And he said, quote, I don't want to be part of that type of community where you have to put on a fit. I'm really taking a backseat to all of that, Kuzma said in an interview. He said, I can speak from experience that when you're a younger player, you don't want to wear the same thing twice.
Ah.
A lot of times we get played in thinking, oh, we got to switch it up. We got to buy something new. And now we're just buying clothes to impress people or to stand out. It's ludicrous.
So now he said he still wants
to wear sharp clothes. But he's not going to go for the outrageous clothes.
Well, think about it.
And then I saw somebody else talking about how he would buy a Gucci t-shirt for $450.
Well, that's moronic.
And wear it once. I mean, that was it.
That's idiotic.
Might have been in the same thing.
That is dumb. Like, that's why guys run out of money.
But your wife does it. Your wife does it. Probably to a lesser extent, your wife does it. My wife does it.
Does what?
They buy dresses, they wear it one time, and then they say they need a new dress next time for the same type of function.
Well, no, my wife doesn't do it. My daughters do it.
Yeah. Always need a new dress. What do you mean you got a new dress? You got 100 of them. Pick one of the other ones.
No, my wife.
But women do it.
My wife's actually good about that. My daughter's different.
Speaking of NBA dress codes, I did chuckle on Twitter yesterday. Somebody posted a picture of three NBAers on the same team, and they were like, they need to bring the dress code back, because who was the shooting guard that was here for, I think he's still in the league. He was here for several years, kind of quiet, reserved guy. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I think he played at LSU. He's a shooting guard type. He's a journeyman.
Just a few years ago?
No, African-American dude. Anyway, he's on the bench, and he's wearing, like, a blazer and slacks and a dress shirt.
They look good? Yeah,
he look good.
Yeah.
The guy next to him is wearing cowboy boots.
Garrett Temple?
Garrett Temple. Cowboy hat, boots. He looks like he's going to a rodeo. Then the next guy looks like he's going to, like, the club. Or he's got a crazy outfit on. It's like these three players all, you know, they all have the same job, was the gist of the photo. And it's like, maybe they do need to bring the NBA dress code back. Because remember, they brought it in because Allen Iverson was wearing just the most outrageous, like, clothes on the bench. And they're like, we need to tidy things up.
Right.
And then they've loosened it over the years. Maybe it's time to bring it back.
Hmm.
It's just a lot of wackiness when you look down the bench.
Yeah.
These days. I know that sounds like an old person.
No, I don't.
Shaking his fist at the sky.
I don't mind it.
Pull your pants up.
Kind of that bit.
Yeah.
Your drawers are sagging. Pull the pants up.
I don't know.
Get a belt.
It just struck me as funny.
You know, I saw, you know, speaking of fashion, and a lot of us here like to buy golf stuff, you know, golf clothes. Like, I know I love Peter Millar. I think Jason loves it. I think Valdez does too. And,
love their pants.
I don't get the Malbon, the Jason Day. I just saw a new ad for Jason Day's Malbon where it's literally, he's wearing a sweater. And it's, you know, it's the baggy stuff.
It's the
he's
oversized
wearing.
Stuff.
It's all oversized and all that. But even the color scheme, like, I don't get it. It's like brown, white, and purple.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's a weird.
What are we doing?
It's a weird color palette.
You know, and I guess it's like high fashion. And I was told, somebody told me, I think it was in Korea or something. Like, they sell a ton of it.
And there's a reason he's pimping it and selling it.
And he's making a boatload of money. And I've seen the guy that, have you seen the owner of Malbon? He's like a younger guy.
He's local.
He's like a stylish guy. I didn't know he's local.
He's like, he's from Virginia Beach.
You'd be butt size for Jason Day's. Now, I know very little about golf. I consume very little golf content.
No, I know, but his simulator and all that he has.
The setup he has at his house.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. He has an indoor, like, putting green where he can just go to the wall and press a button, and it just, like
tilts.
It tilts, like, tilts the indoor putting green.
Well, then
it's
he has
absurd.
An amazing simulator, and then the door opens up, and he has a range.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, the downside is he lives in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
So you got to take the good with the bad.
I think that's where his family, his wife's from, right?
He has a baller setup.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right, let's punch up our next contestant.
Some more tickets.
If you had that kind of money, you'd have some sort of a setup.
I'm sure
it wouldn't be a golf simulator.
I'd have a silly
No, he'd still have that big, dumb tree in front of the house.
I might have the tree. That's true.
Let's go to Jeff in Bowie. Hey, Jeff.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're doing great.
What's up, Jeff?
Jeff, fact or fiction? Caitlin Clark recently revealed she has a fear of cats.
Ooh.
Hmm.
I'm gonna take a stab in the dark and go, that's a fact.
That has to be a
fact.
Because it
it's
sounds
absurd.
So ridiculous.
No, I'm team Caitlin Clark. I don't have a fear of them. I just have to avoid them at all costs.
Hey, you win two tickets to go see the Wizards Friday, November 22nd against Boston. It's an NBA Cup game, and every fan in attendance gets a Wizards NBA Cup rally towel. More information at thefandc.com/contest.
All right, congratulations, Jeff. By the way, what's the rationale or, like, what's the logic behind a fear of cats?
I don't know.
Just like you haven't been around. I mean, sometimes there's logic.
Fear of heights,
it doesn't mean that
airplanes.
I mean, it doesn't mean that the logic. I mean, usually people have a rationale. It may not.
The urban legend
be based
about
in reality,
is,
but
the urban legend is when you go to sleep at night, they'll crawl up your chest and then they'll basically suck your soul out of your body while you're sleeping. Again, it's an urban legend. They're evil animals. Don't think that they're not.
Yeah.
Did you have cats?
Never. I'm definitely allergic to cats.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I would die if I pet a cat.
Yeah, I would.
Here's the two reasons it says here. People are usually afraid of cats for two reasons. One, they're afraid of the physical harm they may cause.
Why? Like the claw you or something?
If a cat, like, really clawed your face, it would hurt.
All right.
And number two, cakes is all over it.
Thank you.
People associate them with bad luck, witchcraft, or evil.
Yes, what? I'm telling you. You keep having cats in your house. Your mom keeps having cats.
I'm just not afraid of a cat. I'm afraid of snakes.
Snakes are terrifying.
And it's all superstition, but black cats are actually the least likely to be adopted.
Don't cross their path.
Bad luck.
Bad luck coming your way. You cross a black cat's path.
I think it's so dumb.
You're going to pop a tire if you cross a black cat.
Every time I go to a hotel and they don't have a 13 button.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing?
My apartment in Puerto Rico.
I see it every month.
Stupid are we?
My apartment in Puerto Rico was on the 17th floor, but it was really at the 16th because there was no 13th.
I mean, come on. That is just so dumb. Why are we giving in to that? Like, it's a real thing.
Superstition, Rick.
Whatever, I get called a jinx for posting a tweet that we hit the first leg of a parlay.
You keep staying on the 13th floor. See what happens.
Actually, that was Cakes who was doing that this week. You posted that we hit the first leg of the parlay. You posted we hit the second leg of the parlay.
Hey,
there were no more posts.
I was sweating it. I can't help the fact that you guys missed your legs.
No, I hit mine.
It's not.
I mean, I took the best receiver in the game. I mean, if Darnold's just going to throw interceptions,
I mean, he was trying to get him the ball in the end zone.
He was throwing it to the other guy.
I know.
It's not that Cake says we hit the first leg of a parlay. It's that JP will say, Porzingis has 22 at the half. Lock that one up. That's a winner.
Yeah, and I'm not guaranteeing anything.
He ends with 22 points and it's a loser.
I'm just checking the box that we're getting there. We're getting where we need to be.
He counts winners before they count.
I just say looking good. You can go back to the Porzingis tweet.
Yeah, I'll never do that ever again. I've learned my lesson about oh, there's 2 minutes left in the Caps game. Things are looking good.
Here's the larger point. It's the exact same thing as the stupid number 13 on a hotel. It's not really real.
No, the thing I don't like about the 13 thing, listen, everyone has superstitions, or you can have a superstition, it's fine. But for it to be sort of like institutional, that's what I don't like. You know what I mean? Like, when a building does it and everyone does it.
There's a reason.
We're making it like a real thing.
There's a reason it's not called Friday the 14th. It's called Friday the 13th.
Right, because there is a 13th floor, obviously.
Of course.
Right. But yeah, why they just don't label it. I know, but it's just so dumb.
I know.
And you're making it like a thing.
Does it really bother you?
It kind of bothers me. I did look at that and I go, these people are dumb.
Well, it's one thing to say that, but it doesn't really bother you.
I mean,
it's just a pet peeve.
I don't lose sleep over it.
Yeah. You just.
It just irks me.
It's stupid, but
it irks me that we're validating an obvious superstition.
Does MGM National Harbor have a 13th floor?
Zippy chance. Yeah. Goes from 12 to 14.
I'm telling you, man.
I mean, you're in a casino.
All the time.
It has a 13th floor, the 14th floor.
No, it doesn't. It has a 12th floor and a 14th floor.
Okay, all right.
There is no 13th floor.
It doesn't have a button that says 13.
It doesn't even exist. It doesn't have a button that says it's 13.
Right.
Do you know the superstition I do? I don't think I have many, but I do one all the time, is I close my closest eye to a cemetery.
You do? I didn't know that was a thing.
I think that's a random thing. I think you learned. That's like a
I don't know why I heard it somewhere.
I thought the old school bit is if
you hold your breath.
Oh no, I don't hold my breath.
Will you close your eye to it?
So I pass Arlington Cemetery every morning.
You doesn't want a ghost getting in there.
If I'm going home, it's on the left side. I go like this.
Why? What does that do?
And if I'm coming to work on the right side, I go like that.
Yeah, but what is the point of that?
Just a superstition.
Okay, but what is the rationale behind it?
What's the rationale?
Like that
you can't look at it. You don't want to look at the graves. I don't know. I don't know what the rationale is. I just do it. I don't know why I do it. I heard it somewhere. I didn't just make it up.
Do you also, when you go over train tracks, do you lift your feet off the dashboard? You're supposed to do that too.
The dashboard?
Not the dashboard. The floorboard. Like where your feet are.
I've never heard
that. What?
That's a thing. I'm telling you, that's a real thing.
It's
more of a thing that I'm closing his eye closest to the cemetery.
No, this is dumb.
Closest eye cemetery doesn't even show up on Google.
I know you got something from the Dina or something.
I mean, I've heard of, you can't open an umbrella inside. That's bad luck.
Can't walk under a ladder. You're going to get the worst luck.
I know. It was tilting me when Eric brought in his Titleist umbrella.
Yeah.
And he just kept flapping it like he's the penguin or something. He kept doing it.
So
it was just tilting me. What?
You wouldn't open it when you were trying to fix it?
I wouldn't open an umbrella inside.
No, that's bad.
That's heresy.
That's so much bad luck.
Yeah. Bad juju. No wonder you can't putt. You open umbrellas inside all the time.
They had a bunch of one putts yesterday.
Yeah, I had six yesterday.
I bet you didn't open an umbrella inside yesterday.
Yeah. No.
See?
I can't putt.
See, there's correlation here.
It's like Mary Poppins inside.
I love superstitions. They're the best.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We'll be right back.
So the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The off season for Major League Baseball, but you're starting to see more and more rumors about Juan Soto in particular. I saw the latest team to enter the fray is the Boston Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
But Washington, it looks like they're going to be eyeing to make some big moves. Does this excite you as a Nats fan? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We all don't think that Soto is a realistic play because he's going to, some people say he's going to make more than Ohtani, which is over $700 million.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to give him $750 million all of a sudden?
No,
last time they offered him $400.
I don't see that.
They're going to add $350 million?
But they've got these young players.
I've read that some of the, a lot of these the experts, former GMs are saying it's going to be in the $600 million range, $500 to $600, not $700.
All right, let's say.
I mean, that's just their prediction. But
let's say
their
that's true, Jason.
Yeah. I don't see
that they would pay him $600 million?
Now, if they ever sell the team, the new owner inherits the contract, but yes.
And the Ohtani deal is so backloaded.
It's backloaded,
like,
yeah.
There's no chance that Juan Soto is going to take an 80% backloaded deferred money deal.
No.
And we know that the Lerners in the past have definitely been big on deferred money for a lot of their
Let's just say
players.
It's somewhere in the 50 to 55 million range per year. I mean, is Lerner going to pay that?
I just don't see that happening.
Is Strasburg finally going to be off the books? He's probably still on the books. Corbin's off the books.
I'm not sure about Strasburg. I have to look it up.
I mean, look, they've got these young players who people are excited about. We saw James Wood a lot last year. Seems to be the real deal. Dylan Cruz, I'm guessing he's going to be on the team this year.
Oh, yeah.
Right out of spring?
Yeah.
But they need to add some established players, too.
They've got five straight losing seasons. They need to add, because five straight losing seasons now, you know, when you talk to Rizzo, he kind of throws out a couple of those because one of those years was COVID, and the other year they traded a bunch of guys.
Right.
Some that, you know, they're studs and they traded them to other teams to acquire these picks and the young players. But the fact that Washington is still in that 70 win range, yeah, they got to get closer to that 80 to 83 win range. And to do that, you're going to have to sign some guys, some veteran bats. Yeah. And I know the names like Christian Walker and Alex Bregman, they're thrown out there. Pete Alonso. I mean, they're going to cost you $115 to $160 million. Are the Lerners willing to do that? But Washington was next to last year in home runs. They had 135 home runs. Their leading home run hitter was C.J. Abrams.
Mm-hmm. All right, need more pop than that.
You need more pop. I mean, the pitching was really good, and a lot of these young pitchers look really good, and their overall numbers were good as a team. But to have 135 home runs, the only team below them last year was the team who set the record for losses, the White Sox. You've got to get some guys, especially on the corners, that have big bats because you need to score more runs, and you got to get closer to that 80-win range, if not higher.
Looks like Strasburg's still on the books for $35 million per in 25 and 26.
I'm looking at SpotRack right now.
Mm-hmm.
2025. This says a real-time look at the multi-year salary payroll totals for each Major League Baseball team. So the Dodgers are in first, Philly second, Yankees third, Braves fourth, Padres fifth. The Washington Nationals are 31st right now.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be a top 10, even top 5 team when it came to paying their players.
They're spending like a small market team.
Well, you know why they haven't been. That now, I mean, at some point they have to re-enter the market. And I think that's what we're talking about, right? Well, it's not like it's a shock that they're that low.
And maybe they also were pondering selling the team, so they didn't want a new owner to have to inherit huge contracts. And they said, all right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's still a plan, but you have to think about your fans. And you have to think about the standings. And you've got to get better as a team, especially now that you've got all these young core players. So they've got to go out. And it can't be a Joey Gallo or a Nick Senzel when those were nothings. You've got to go out and get impact players that are going to play every day and that are going to hit you 35 bombs.
This doesn't even seem real. According to SpotRac, their total salary right now is only $31 million.
Right.
They used to be well above $100 million. So I think the Learners can make some big splashes.
I think they will.
And I would like them to go after Juan Soto. Why not?
I'd love it too.
I'm just saying, we got to be realistic.
Why isn't that realistic? If you gave him $50 million a year,
because it's out of
$55 million a year, if the rest of your payroll is a bunch of young guys like Dylan Cruz and James Wood, they're not making really any money. And I guess, who's their highest salary guy in terms of positional players? K-Bear Ruiz?
Well, right now it's listed as Kyle Finnegan.
No, I'm talking about position players.
Oh, okay. Luis Garcia is listed here at 5.4.
Well, part of the logic against it is that's the point. You can't just have one guy and then all young guys. Like, if you want to be competitive, they need one. So, I mean, look at the Yankees. Look at the Dodgers. You need to have a bunch of guys.
Right, yeah. But if you time it right, where these young guys are developing and becoming really good players, and they're on their deals where they're not making the big bucks yet, I think you could do it.
I think it's a pipe dream to think that the Nats are going to spend that sort of money on Juan Soto or any other.
But I think it is interesting that he called
and free agent.
If the report is accurate, that Rizzo did call.
Well, you can call all you want. That doesn't mean you're going to be
Boris
in the mix.
And asked him what kind of number he's looking at. Is that what
I don't know? The report was he called to gauge interest. See,
I would love to know what the discussions between Riz and Mark Lerner are about. All right, what's the budget?
Right.
You know, who can I go after? What kind of numbers are you willing to spend?
I'm sure the Lerners come in and put a number down on the table for Mike and say, this is the amount you can spend, and you can't go over it.
Yeah.
This is our limit.
Well, that's why a guy like Alex Bregman, who can come in, because they need a third baseman. Mm-hmm. If you can bring him in at $170 million, I don't know what he would charge. I don't know what he's worth. He's like a 9 or 10 year vet. Mm-hmm. But if you could bring him in another guy like at the corners and have two more bats and spend half of what you would spend if you went out to get Soto, I don't know. With all the young guys, it might be a better plan. I just don't see Lerner going out and going, all right, Scott Boras, what do you want, 12 years, $650 million or 12 years, $600 million? I just don't see him doing that.
I agree. But
because then you're limited. You can't spend any more money.
Yeah, I mean, Mike can call and find out those numbers and then hang up the phone immediately and say, we got to pivot. We can't absorb that kind of cost.
The year they won the World Series, I'm on baseballreference.com.
Mm-hmm.
Their estimated payroll was $203 million.
Right.
$200 million more than what it is right now.
Drabby, why not go out and spend
$200 million
go
difference?
Out and get Alex Bregman. Go out and get Alex Bregman and Christian Walker.
I think you should text that to Mike Rizzo and see what his response is.
Or why can't you get Pete Alonso and Alex Bregman?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get both? I mean, you're going to spend $300 million probably.
You can't be angry. I think the market for Bregman's going to be pretty steep.
How old is Bregman? 30. He's 30?
Yep.
He's hitting his free agent at a perfect time. What are they saying about Bregman's
deal? I think every team is going to – I know the Phillies, I think, are going to go hard after him. Astros want to keep him.
Right. Okay. I don't know. I just would – maybe one of those guys then. And then maybe a middle-of-the-range bat that you can put at the corner. But I think they got to go after – I don't know if it's Alonso or Walker or Bregman. They got to go after some veterans who can hit, who are going to play every day, who can hit bombs. Because 135 home runs is embarrassing.
Hey, don't
sleep. When your shortstop, who weighs about 140 pounds, leads your team in home runs, that's embarrassing.
And he loves to stay up all night and gamble.
Right.
Get suspended at the end of the season.
I mean, he's got pop.
That's embarrassing.
Skinny guy. But
I think people have forgotten that because the Nat season ended so long ago. That was an embarrassing way for C.J. Abrams to end his campaign this year.
I would just think if you're the owners, and there's no way to get inside their head, and I don't know their financial position this year versus 5 years ago, but you win the World Series when you had your payroll according to this, over $200 million. And now you've got this tiny little payroll, and attendance is going down.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you
need to bring in some big names.
That's what I'm saying. If you went out and got a couple of big names other than Juan Soto, which is a long shot, you're going to create excitement.
I don't know how much they're willing to put towards their baseball team, but the Lerner family worth as of 2024 is $5.8 billion. So if they chose, if they wanted to spend a bunch of money, they could spend more money than they're spending currently on their baseball
team. I don't understand the mentality because they don't spend money. They don't take money out of their own pocketbooks and spend. They use the money from the team. That's what they use for the team, for the payroll.
But I mean, if they wanted to, they could dip it. They could dip into the personal coffers and spend more.
Yeah, but
choose not to.
Yeah, it's not to them. It's a business.
Understood.
It's not necessarily.
Well, I mean, if that was the case, then you'd spend, you'd give every single free agent, you know, $1 billion.
Well, I mean, let's not get crazy. Give everybody.
I'm being sarcastic, but you can't spend as much money as they have. So you could give Juan Soto more money than any other team, and then give Bregman more money than. But that's not how it works. Well, I mean, there is also a salary cap.
I mean, it could work that way.
No, owners don't do that. They're business. Not to work business that way. That's not how they. That's not
what
they do.
They're not just going to light their money on fire.
They don't want to get penalized for having to go over the salary cap too. They don't want to do that.
Okay, but at some point they were paying guys like Steven Strasburg and going back to Jason Worth.
But correct me if I'm wrong.
They're paying
no
a bunch of guys a lot
cap
of money.
In baseball.
There's a penalty for going over
a
certain number.
Tax.
The luxury tax.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, again, pay the luxury tax.
Right. Well, owners don't like to do that.
I understand.
They don't like to burn money.
Sometimes if they really want to go for it and they're loaded beyond imagination, they can be like, I don't care about a luxury tax.
I know.
Luxury tax, I point my finger and laugh at your luxury tax.
That's just not how they
think.
I
understand. I'm just saying, if I had $6 billion and I want to go for it, I'm going to give the luxury tax both middle fingers.
Right,
I'm not going to care.
You would, but you don't have the money. They do.
I know
it's
I don't.
It's their money. That's
saying,
why they don't
I'm
do that.
I'm just saying, in a theoretical world.
In a perfect world,
if I had a pile of $6 billion and I wanted to win the World Series, I would sign whatever free agent I wanted and I wouldn't worry about the money.
Okay. But
because I have an endless supply.
That's why
money.
You sit right there.
I understand.
Behind the mic.
Trust me, I know. I know my lot in life.
I think you're.
But other than the Soto thing, I think they should go out and get a couple of big names.
Why don't you give me some money, Case? You got all that Bitcoin.
I think they should hire me as a financial consultant.
But do you feel like Bregman and Christian Walker are really big names? Like,
yeah.
I think they're good players.
Christian Walker.
I think they're good players.
Alonso is a bigger name, but.
Yes.
Bregman's a big name.
Alonso's a big name.
Bregman has been to
multiple World Series.
I mean, he's a good defensive player. He's got pop. He's better than anything that Washington has at third base.
No, I think he's a good player. I don't think he's that big of a name. Alonzo, I think, is a big name.
He's a pretty big name.
If I were in charge, I'd overpay him.
I mean, he's probably a top 10 free agent this year.
He's going to get paid by somebody.
Do you think Alex Bregman's a big name, Cakes?
I mean, he doesn't.
Look,
if Alex Bregman walked in here right now, he wouldn't know you.
Even though I know that name, so he must be a big name. I think he's kind of a smarmy punk. I wouldn't want to give him a bunch of money, but that's just me.
You just said you'd give everybody a bunch of money.
Yeah, I don't like his personality very much.
Okay.
He probably doesn't like my personality either. If he knew who I was,
the more Cakes talks, the bigger hole he digs.
All I know is I would be an amazing Major League Baseball owner. Here's the qualifier. If I had $6 billion.
All right, I'm on.
Which I don't.
I'm on MLBtraderumors.com right now. Mm-hmm. Some random site. And they list the free agents. Juan Soto, clearly, number one. They predict 13 years, $600 million. Okay? Yeah. Number two, Corbin Burns. Valdez would love for the Orioles to retain him. They predict 7 years, $200 million. Number three, Alex Bregman. Wow, they predict $182 million. Drab, I didn't think it would be that big.
He's going to be pricey.
Where do they got Roki Suzuki?
I don't know. I'd have to go down the list.
The next phenom, 23-year-old fireballer from Japan.
Baseball Cakes does not know who that person is.
Oh, you will.
I'm sure I will.
He doesn't play outfield, too, does he?
Currently, I don't know who that person is.
They've got Pete Alonso at 7. So, I mean, you're talking about two of the top 7 free agents? Mm-hmm. No, they're not going to get them both. They probably won't get either one of them, but they should. They should go out and get one of them.
One of their winter meetings. Isn't this when it all goes down?
No idea. Like a texter is.
I thought I saw Mike at like some GM or winter meetings recently. So, I mean, probably at least some of them have already happened.
800-636-1067 is the number. Mike Locksley, head football coach at the University of Maryland, will join us coming up in an hour at 9:45. So the GM meetings happened, Cakes, baseball Cakes.
Yeah.
But the winter meetings did not happen.
Ah, okay. Got it.
So the GM meetings were, let's see, a couple weeks ago. So that's when you saw, you know, Rizzo.
Let me guess. I'm going to guess Swanky spot where the GM meetings in, let's go Scottsdale. I'm just guessing. I'm just throwing a dart out there. I have no idea.
Now you're asking me to look up where the GM meetings were.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard. You have a computer in front of you. It's not that difficult.
You also have a computer in front of you.
I do. I have a glass of water in my right hand. I can't currently type.
I was just trying to find the answer on the winter meetings. That's December 9th through the 12th. So basically a month from now, that's when I think a lot of these moves happen. So you're asking me to find out where were the 2024...
Maybe the Breakers in West Palm, where you guys crashed and had dinner, and Jason took a leak in the parking lot.
He did.
Looks like they happened in San Antonio, Cakes.
San Antonio, okay. But hot. That's the hottest place I've ever been on the planet. Now, I haven't traveled the planet extensively, but the hottest place I've ever been is San Antonio, Texas.
Hotter than Vegas?
Hotter than Vegas. Hotter than Houston. It's like the walking on the surface of the sun. On the sun like a Smash Mouth.
Where do you think the 2024 winter meetings are?
I'm going to say they're in, let's go San Diego, California.
Dallas.
I shouldn't have done that. I should have just said San Diego.
Right. Dallas, Texas.
I know that's your pet peeve, Jason.
What are you doing?
I shouldn't have done that. That's bad on my part.
I'm still thrown by the one eye closed when he's passing a cemetery. And he has to process it too, that, oh, it's on the right side, so yep. I'm going to blink over
here.
No,
it's natural.
And that's a big cemetery too. Like, you're driving with one eye shut.
Well, I don't do it for the entire time. I just do it partly. Just for a couple seconds.
I would love to know other people's superstitions that they have. Mm. I really would.
800-636-1067. If you want to share your superstition.
I mean, Drabby kind of had one because he had his little blankie or whatever. Right?
Cakes has one.
Well, that was a security item.
That's kind of like a superstition.
Hold on, what's mine?
Every time you get on the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, everybody,
I'm not the only person that does that.
I touch the airplane.
I kiss the hand, double tap on the right outside of the door. I've seen numerous people do that.
Really?
I'm not the only person. Yeah, of course.
I'm sure numerous people do it. Something of everything.
I've never seen somebody else besides Cakes do that.
I've definitely seen people do it.
When I walk
down... But I'm not necessarily looking for
it. When I walk down the thing before you get on the plane, I'll do a little sign of the cross. But that's it.
It's always there. It's never another spot.
Kind of like, yeah.
I didn't know the Presbyterians did the sign of the cross that much.
They don't, but I went to Catholic high school.
You picked it up from Catholic schools?
I went to Catholic high school. Yeah. My daughter goes to a Catholic high school.
No, I might have missed it. I mean, I
hate that milling around in that jet walk.
I hate
it's
that
just
too.
So many people clustered together. Yeah, and then you know you're just going to get on the death tube with them wherever you're flying for the next 2 or 3 hours.
Do you ever think that when you sit on a plane, you look around and go, this could be our final destination? We could all die together. Do you ever think that?
How about every time I get on a flight? Flashes.
No, but
my
I
brain.
Mean, you look at everybody else and go, not only might I die, all these people, we're all going to share
this
bond.
It's more that, not for the whole plane, but it's like, if it's not my family that I'm flying with, I'll look. If there's a rando stranger sitting to my left, I could be like, well, if the plane goes down, I'm going to grab this person's hand or something like it in my final moments in terror, screaming. Sure. I mean, guess you reach out to anybody who's there when you know the end is nigh.
I guess so.
Right? I would think.
Grab, do you have superstition or no? I know you were pondering.
I think I probably have a few. I'm having trouble remembering. Sign of the cross, I do that every time I hear an ambulance.
Okay, that's...
You do? All
right. Yeah, yeah.
So you're saying my a prayer for them?
Yeah, a little prayer. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
That's giving.
Yeah,
kind.
I mean, it could be a broken leg.
Some
it could be a heart
thoughts.
Attack.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Could be a panic attack. Could be the end of their life.
Yeah.
You don't know. Real quick. Name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Boom. On your way.
You actually do.
It's very nice.
You get a little size for that. I can tell. You get a little smirk. You get a little size for that.
I just think it's interesting. People have interesting things.
But you don't have any?
I probably do.
Well, you can't think of one?
Superstition.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you stay away. Well, it's not really a superstition when you go out on a... You don't go out on a hotel balcony.
Yeah, I mean, I'm scared of heights.
Yeah, that's
different. S-ton of fears.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
But that might be different than a superstition.
Well, you guys got to have superstitions for watching the game. Like the right TV, what you're wearing, you can't move.
So I had my son down, and we almost never use my media room these days. And I said, let's go down and watch the game in the media room. And then I said, we're 7-2 without it. I should stay up. So we stayed upstairs, and we watched it in the family room.
Okay, there you go. There's one.
Now the media room's okay.
Now you can watch it back downstairs.
I could probably. I will do that like... I won't move or something.
I used to do that when I was a kid. Stuff. I don't do that anymore.
A little bit. I kind of do a little of that. Like, I'll just stay here right now. I don't want to, you know. I don't know. So dumb. I don't think I have anything. I have, like, rituals that I do, like, before I hit a golf ball or something, right?
You got a lot of waggle?
I mean, it takes me forever to pull the trigger.
Squirrel's got to have more, though.
Yeah, he's weird.
Right. Do you ever have, I think we talked about this before, do you ever have dreams, I know Kix doesn't, but do you ever have dreams,
he doesn't have dreams.
On a golf course where you just can't hit the ball?
Well, that's my reality.
Like, I tee it up, and I can't swing.
You mean you can't pull the trigger?
I can't swing, I just...
You know what? You're locked up.
I'm locked up, and I have to back away, and I go up again, and I just can't swing the club.
You're very weird now about that trip to the South Carolina course with all the water on it.
Yeah, well, I have this dream way before I plan those, but
it's a common dream according to Dream Finder or whatever this
you
is.
You can't hit the golf ball.
It's a lack of self confidence in your waking life.
There you go.
Need to get more. You need more swagger.
I just can't swing the club. In my dream.
It also represents a side of you that's critical about everything you do, even when you accomplish something.
You perfectionist, okay. Rick?
I would like to be perfect, but no, I'm not a perfectionist.
It sounds kind of like perfectionist.
No, I just want to do some things half right.
Okay.
And in this freaking dream, I can't swing the club for some reason.
I get a dream that I'm kind of like stuck, like I can't run. I also get a dream like...
That's kind of similar.
If the bad guy's chasing me, and all of a sudden I can't escape him.
You're trapped.
I can't run. What does that mean? Can't run.
Can't escape danger.
I can't escape danger. I'm stuck in the mud.
Just feel stuck.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's do one. I know we got to go break, but I'm going to do one superstition. Let's go to Paul.
Those type of dreams represent... Yeah. Again, yeah. I always feel like interpretation. Yeah, yeah, how do they know? It says represents our need to escape stressful situations or inner conflicts. These dreams may also serve as warnings or urges to confront issues in waking life.
I mean, you could probably say that about any dream. All right, Paul, what's up? What do you got?
Hey, good morning. First time caller.
Thanks, bud.
Listen to you guys forever.
Thanks, man.
Main reason I'm calling in is these Commanders, but I'll jump on the superstition. So from high school, we would put our feet up while we go over the railroad tracks, and I can't even tell you why we started doing it, who started doing it in our crew, but I have done it for the rest of my life. When we go over track, I'm putting up my feet.
And you're a grown-ass man.
Yes.
Embarrassing.
It's ridiculous.
It's kind of embarrassing.
It's a ridiculous tradition. But I've got two more. Another one was hitting the top of the inside of your car if you're going through a yellow light.
My wife does that.
What?
She'll kiss her hand and hit like the visor as you go through a yellow light. That's my
one of my wife's are married.
Who heard of that? Have you ever heard of that?
It's a thing.
You have?
It's a thing.
No man does
that. He's probably been doing it since high school.
So like you're saying like, oh, good luck? Like I hope I don't get
Hey, we caught this yellow light.
I'm going through a yellow?
Yeah. There we go.
Maybe keep your hand on the steering wheel if you're running a red light, pal.
It's yellow. First of all, it's yellow.
And you're taking your feet off the gas pedal on a train track.
Yes.
I think
I'm not running the red light. Not to say I never have run a red light, but I typically don't run a red light.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I had a morning. Thank you, Paul. I had a morning when I was coming into work. I think I ran like four lights. I was in like a bad mojo.
Still sleepy.
I just was hitting them at the wrong time.
Hopefully there weren't cameras.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there were.
Might be getting some gifts in the mail.
Pretty sure there were.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, we'll talk some Jaden Daniels. Does he need a bounce back in your eyes against the Philadelphia Eagles? 800-636-1067.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.